Hey guys, happy Thursday. It's Alexis and Samantha of An Extra Dose. And in case you guys are new listeners, we are the bloggers behind adoubledose.com, which is a lifestyle and fashion blog where we share a lot of fashion, but we love sharing all things lifestyle, like our diet, our workouts, our travels, and just everything in between. So that's who we are. And we sum up, I would just say we work out, we eat, and we shop.
We're like a baby, but we add workouts in.
And we shop.
Babies don't shop, but we did.
In the womb.
Oh my God. We're having the tired sillies, as usual. But we thank you guys so much for all of your sweet messages I've gotten in the past few days and weeks from you guys. For those of you guys who are like listening to our podcast and tuning in and finding us on Spotify, we love it. We love hearing all your feedback and your messages. It really makes our day. And I got so many DMs this week from something I shared in my stories, and I honestly didn't share it, like trying to get attention or messages from you guys, but I was overwhelmed with how many messages I got from you guys. Like, you guys obviously weren't obligated to send me a message, but I answer almost everything that I get and I read all of them. So anything you guys send me, it means so much. I know I've like said it a million times on my stories, but I appreciate every single message you guys send. A lot of you guys are people that you're like, I don't really comment on anything. I just follow and I love your content, but I never comment on anything. But I wanted to say this and X and this and this. And it means so much to me that you guys are even following me, but you would go out of your way to send me a message. It really means a lot. So I'll get off my soapbox now. But we wanted to kind of talk about, speaking of soapboxes, we wanted to talk about The Bachelor. We haven't talked about it in a couple of weeks, and we had a few requests to bring it back, and sadly it's over.
There's Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, but let's talk about The Bachelor first, because we have a lot to talk about. We watch every week, and then we kind of go back on season to season where like I'm really like into it and I watch every episode, but then other times I'm like, like it's kind of on the background. This season was one of those seasons where I really watched it.
There were a couple episodes that it was background for me.
Oh, sorry.
No, it was background. You know, sometimes some of the dates get boring.
Yeah, like, I agree. The end gets more exciting. So, I honestly, like, I always cheat. I look at Reality Steve. I know, like, he wouldn't be like, why do you do that? And I'm like, well, I like to know because I like to know who's going to win, and I kind of like to ruin it for myself, but I like to see, like, how it's progressing on the show, like, how their relationship.
And they, meaning my mom and Alex, were so annoying because I was watching it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I look it up all the time. But one weekend or one day, she wasn't home. She was at my parents' house, and I didn't even get a chance to figure out who it was. She was like, by the way. Who won again?
What's Garrett.
Garrett wins. He wins it all. I'm like,
I thought you wanted to know.
I was like, thanks for telling me.
Well, she acted like she wanted
it
in
due time.
She probably would have looked it up. Whatever.
In due time.
Well, my mom actually, our mom is actually one that ruined it for me. She looked it up as we were watching the first episode and was like, do you want to, I don't think she asked me. She just offered the information. So, mom, if you're listening, which she never listens to our podcast, so rude. I'm calling you out. She'll never hear this anyways. She ruined it for me. So, I was like, I felt like I had to ruin it for Sam. Whatever. But, anyways, I did like Garrett, and I was really happy that she chose him. With that being said, I mean, there were people that really annoyed me throughout the season.
Let's just get real negative.
I mean, people annoy me, just to be honest. Everyone annoys me.
That's
if I'm in that kind of mood, like literally every human is pissing me off.
I think everyone goes through that mood.
And unless, it's like, it's worse when we live together.
I would
together.
Say, like, I've even met people that I'm like, oh, they're never like that. And then one day, I'm like, oh my God.
Really?
They're normal. Like, I've worked with people in the past, and I'm like, everything, like, at my corporate job, like, I'd be so mad, so irritated by everyone that was there. I was just so annoyed, which is not a good attitude to have, but I was just so irritated. And then there was always those people that are like, everything was sunshine and roses. And I'm just like, are you ever going to be annoyed by something like that you have to work on a weekend, or that they give assign you so much work, or something that pisses you off at work? Like,
what the hell is a tangent?
I'm saying, like, everyone goes to those days where you just hate people.
Yeah.
If you don't, I think you're weird.
So when I'm watching the show, I'm like, you annoy me. I'm not thinking I hate everyone, but there's definitely the few I'm like, why are you on here? Like, get off.
Well, I also think.
Sorry, I was just laughing because Lucy was scrolling through Sam's phone, swiping up on the phone with her tongue.
That's attractive.
Hanging it up. you know. I think they specifically put people like the model guy that I didn't think was cute at all.
Oh my god. I don't even know what his name is.
He's on Bachelor in Paradise, so you get to watch him again.
I'm sorry, like, not to be rude, but...
But I'm going to be rude.
But I'm going to be rude. I don't think he looks like a model. I'm sorry. I think there's more attractive people on there. I don't think he looks like a model. I'm like, I just don't think you're that cute. I mean, I'm not into blondes as much. It's not my type. But there was just something, like, I didn't think his body was that great. I just thought, I'm like, you don't look like a model to me. Maybe that's the model look, but I just wasn't seeing it. And just his attitude was just, like, so annoying.
But
like,
I think they put every year, they put people on the show to annoy you. And to get people to be like, oh, I'm so annoyed, but I'm going to still watch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he was the one that annoyed me. There were a few other people. Was his name Leo? Who's the one with the long hair? The guy with the long curly hair, I was not a fan of. And he's on Bachelor in Paradise too. They put all these annoying people on there.
I didn't think he was that annoying. He's not my type at all.
He just, like, the way he talked. I'm like, you're irritating me.
Oh god.
I'm feisty today. No, but okay, not to be positive, not to the positive side. I loved Garrett. I think they are a great match. I'm so happy that she chose him.
You could tell they went on their first
date.
He got the first rose. No, but the first one on one. Was that? She was like, or I don't know if it was the first one or second one. She was so happy. Yeah. She was like smiling with her whole face.
Yeah.
I mean.
And they couldn't stop laughing either. Obviously, we only see like certain clips, but like you could just tell that she wanted to be with him. I know we don't see everything. Like, Shelby liked other guys too. But I just think you're making me yawn.
Excuse me.
But I just think that they're such a cute couple and you could literally tell how happy they were at the rose ceremony, at the final rose, and at the actual, like, at the final rose show. Like, they're just so, like, beaming. They're so happy. And I don't think I've seen any other couple that's been like that, that I've watched recently. But I'm going to talk about, what's his name? Blake. I'm going to talk about Blake. I'm sorry. I'm, like, so brain fogged right now. I'm going to talk about Blake for a second. I'm going to sound like a bitch. But I just didn't, like,
saying you're mumbling.
I'm sorry.
God, wow. Today, she's in that kind of mood. Wow.
I'm like, huh?
She's not even being professional today.
Sorry, this is just the real unedited version. So about Blake, I liked him initially, but as the season went on, what I didn't like was, and it's just me personally, I didn't like how he came off, like, super negative at times and just looked like he couldn't handle stress and, like, and doubt very well. Like, obviously, I cannot imagine being in that position where you're like, they're not going to pick me, or you're the final one, like the final two. But I just didn't like when he met her parents. Yeah, I felt badly for him because they kept bombarding him with like questions about Garrett, which I'm like, why are you doing that? But he also was,
I think,
like,
it's because he went first, which sucks for him.
Yeah, he also was like, seemed really insecure about it. He was like, she's going to choose Garrett. Like, what am I going to do? And he just seemed like that whole vibe, he had an attitude about it. And I'm like, I get that it's hard, but you don't want to come off negative. Like, Garrett was super positive. He seemed super happy and just wanted her to be happy. And, like, I truly believe that. But I also didn't like that when Blake got rejected. I know you probably say stuff in the moment, but he said, you're making a big mistake, which I think whenever anybody says that, you should never say that. Because that's not for you to decide they're making a mistake. It might be a mistake in your mind, but you don't really know what kind of mistake they're making. For them, it might be the best choice, and you can't really be the one that says that they're making a mistake or not. So I think that she made the best decision. I love Garrett. I don't know him, but I like the way he's portrayed on the show. I think they make a beautiful couple. I think they're really great together. And I also wanted to talk about how she said that Blake, that she broke up with him because they were just too perfect together, which I think is not only the whole story. I think they did have a lot in common or whatever she's saying, but I think that the reason that they probably broke up was just the way he was, because she said something about handling, like, life situations.
Yeah, most of the conversation, I think, is because she was put on the spot. She kept saying, "Where it's too perfect, no red flags." I'm like, I don't think that's a problem in a relationship. I mean, I think you're going to fight eventually or have some disagreements, but I think in your life partner, it should be easy and you shouldn't have red flags. Duh. Like, I think she was put on the spot, honestly, and she didn't know how to say it.
Yeah.
She kept covering up with that, but I think at the end of the day, I think there were things we didn't see, and I think at the end of the day, she also thought, like, I can't handle my, like, I can't between the two of them. I thought, she's like, I don't want to handle my life with this, like, this won't be able to handle stress.
So, that's, like, what we really have to say about the last episode. I thought it was a great episode. I liked it. About Bachelor in Paradise, I kind of, like, we recorded it. We kind of watched it in the background. I was, like, doing stuff on my phone, so I wasn't fully engaged.
But all I have to say about the first episode is that I think Tia's a really cute girl, but I was really tired of hearing about how she wanted to talk to Colton the whole time. I was like, okay, we get that you dated Colton, you like him. And I don't know, like, again, I've never been on this show before, but it's like, maybe she didn't realize that she kept talking about him so much, and I'm like, okay, enough.
They could have just taken sound bites.
Yeah, I think they were making it part of the story and, like, really exaggerating it, but from a viewer's point, I'm like, shut up. Like, we got it. We got that you want to go with Blake. I thought it was kind of
Blake.
Yeah. I mean, like, sorry, Colton. And I think they make a cute couple, but I'm just like, okay, we got it. And then she went out with the other guy, which I'm not really a fan of. There's something about him that drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not, I don't like his tattoo, and I don't like his whole vibe.
Good thing you're not going on that show.
I'm being honest. I'm sorry. I really, this is just what I think.
Who else was on there that you liked?
I mean, I think Colton's cute. I don't know, like, that much. I don't know about the virginity, that's whole, like, weird issue to be on Bachelor in Paradise. I think it's weird that he's, like, a virgin and he's going on that kind of show. Well,
he won't be a virgin for long.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of strange. Like, you waited this whole time and then...
What other guys are on there?
There's that one guy from another season that didn't last past, like, one ceremony.
Oh, right.
I don't know what his name is. I mean, he talked to, like, every girl that was there, so I don't know. I can't think of who else. I mean, I'm sure more people will come on, and it'll be entertaining, but that's all I really have to say about it. I sound like a bitch, but I'm just, you know, I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, God.
I'm in this weird mood today, so excuse my edginess. But kind of going on that topic, we're going to move on to, well, not really on that topic, but we were... getting a lot of questions about when we're out of town, which we'll talk about in a second. But we were getting a lot of questions about just kind of like what we buy at the grocery store and how we make it into easy meals and all that. And I mean, I could talk forever about food, and we've done a few other episodes on like what we eat and stuff. But we buy a lot of the same stuff every week, and I think it just makes it easier. I don't honestly get bored from it, but I know people get bored. So if you are someone that gets bored with meals, I would definitely look on Pinterest and try to get ideas and kind of recipe plan for the week and like meal prep and stuff. But for us, we buy a lot of the same stuff. I would say we recently have been trying to buy everything organic. We've become one of those people, but for reasons for our health, like we need to be really, I try to buy everything wild or organic or pasture raised, and then most stuff organic on the vegetables. I mean, it depends on the ones that are like the dirty dozen or whatever, but for eggs and like protein, for eggs we buy the pasture raised eggs from Vital Farms, and then we for the proteins,
there's some other brands, yeah, that exist too.
The proteins, we buy wild salmon, always wild. I used to just be like, whatever, I'll just buy whatever's cheaper, but I'm like, no. It is, the farmed one is horrible for you. I know I sound like these psychos, but it really...
Just go Google, even if you're someone that just cares with the macros, go Google it. It's astonishing how much worse it is for you.
They put a bunch of dyes in there. I read somewhere that the fillets are actually like brown and they dye them with... I mean, it's horrible.
If you're looking at a queso, it is interesting. Like if you're at the grocery store,
it doesn't look
the
as
wild
nice.
Ones don't look as good.
But that's whatever. But that's it's much better for you.
Yeah.
The nutrition and everything else. So wild salmon and like wild shrimp or wild fish, whatever we're buying. And then the pasture raised chicken, if we can find it, or just organic, if that's the only one I can find. Grass fed beef, 100% is what we buy. And I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, that's pretty much for the protein. Then for vegetables, we like almost every vegetable. We don't buy every single vegetable every week, but the main ones that we buy are like the whole carrots, organic. We've been doing celery juice, and if you don't know the health benefits of celery juice, we've only done it one time so far, but we just bought a juicer, and we're going to be doing celery juice every morning because we read all the benefits of it, and we're hoping that'll help us. But organic celery, we buy a lot of like spring mix, organic,
baby kale,
romaine, arugula, like the arugula mixes, everything organic because you're eating that like a salad. And then we've been buying some cilantro and stuff because it's really good for detoxing.
And I am not.
She
I
hates cilantro.
It's so funny. We're twins, identical, and Alexis loves cilantro, and it tastes like soap to me. But I've been making myself eat it because it's really good for you.
And then we buy, what else? Like bell peppers, like red, orange, yellow, like the variety. So cherry tomatoes,
avocado,
spinach. I forgot about spinach. Avocados are really good, and those like last forever in your fridge. And then, what else? Sometimes mushrooms, Brussels sprouts, cucumbers, cauliflower, broccoli. I mean, we don't buy all of these in 1 week, but this is like what we buy like throughout. I mean, over time. Tahini. We love tahini because we weren't really eating legumes right now, so we were eating tahini, which is like it's in hummus and it's so good. It's like a paste, but it's made of sesame seeds, and we love putting it on salads or vegetables. It's
so good. You can make salad dressings with that if you do like lemon juice.
Yeah. But basically, what we eat, let me just be really boring. What we do with that is I'll either make a salad with all the vegetables that I mentioned, and I'll use olive oil and some kind of vinegar or lemon juice for the dressing with salt and pepper. Or I'll have some raw vegetables with like hummus or something and some kind of protein option. Or I'll make sauteed or roasted vegetables. So for the sauteed, I would put it in a pan with some avocado oil, and I would just chop them up and saute them. And it's very easy and simple. Or you can roast them in the oven with avocado oil as well, and it's super easy. And then we just like serve it with a protein. You can do like a starch, like sweet potatoes or some kind of squash or rice and or quinoa, and you're done. It's super easy. You don't have to make it complicated. I don't like it's all in the seasonings and the dressings that you use, so I don't think it needs to be complicated at all.
Yeah, and then I got, right before we started recording this, I got a question about how much protein we eat throughout the day and, like, how, like, what amounts we eat with every meal to make it through the day. Because she was saying, this particular reader was saying that she can't make it past 100 grams. And so with that, I mean, in past podcasts, I probably said you should be eating 1 pound per body weight. There's a lot of differing views. There's some people that say you don't need that much protein. Some people say you do need that much. I think it's just you need to try it out and see, like, what works best for you. I mean, there's been times I've eaten, like, probably, like, way too much protein. I'm talking about, like, let's say I weigh 100 and something pounds, like, low hundreds. I would eat, like, probably, like, 150, 160 grams of protein, which is a little too much for my body weight. And I've cut back a good amount because then I was like, well, I was told I shouldn't eat that much protein. I was told I should eat no animal protein. There's so many different opinions is what I'm saying. So if you're just starting out, don't try to get to 100. Don't try to get to your body weight. Just try to get to at least half of it. And that's a good starting point. If you aren't, then I would just do that. And then if you are at the point where you're eating past 100, then what I typically do is when I'm out to eat, I probably eat 3 to 4 ounces of chicken or fish or something when I'm out. I order like a protein vegetables. In the morning, I'll do like either recently I've been doing, well, I was doing intermittent fasting or some kind of fasting a couple weeks ago, but I kind of put that on hold for now to see how I feel about it. But so like if I'm doing breakfast, I'll do like some kind of shake. I'm not doing a lot of whey right now, but if you can tolerate whey, go ahead. With whey, you can add like berries and spinach and different things depending on what it looks like in your diet. But sometimes I literally just do that with like unsweetened almond milk or water if I'm like on the go, or I blend it with ice. But that's a good way to get protein. I really advocate for using a powder instead of just buying the ones that are pre-made, like the liquids that are already pre-made, just because they add a bunch of stuff in them. And especially if you can't tolerate whey, they're usually all whey. I mean, I haven't come across a lot that are vegan or non-dairy, but I just think everything's better when you do it yourself. So it's really not that hard. And then if you don't want to do that, you can do eggs. We have other episodes where we talk about breakfast, but as an example, we need to repeat I don't need to repeat everything I'm eating, but you can go see that podcast episode where we say what we eat for breakfast. But lunch and dinner is kind of the same idea. I'll have some kind of protein on a salad or with vegetables. And then if I want something sweet, I'm trying to think what I eat. It doesn't really have protein in it. It's mainly just eating a lot lunch and dinner and breakfast, those three meals. And you could have a snack. You could have a snack that has protein, you know, like chickpeas have, you know, hummus has a little bit of protein. Or you could just literally just do like 2 ounces or something of fish or chicken.
Or hard-boiled eggs.
Or just like 2 hard-boiled eggs or
something. We have a whole blog post on snack ideas, so That's
yeah. Go search snacks on. We'll put it in the blog episode for this podcast, but you can search snacks on adoubledose.com and everything will pop up.
Yeah. So, continuing with the meals, if you guys follow us on Instagram, you saw that we were in Grand Cayman last week. No, was it last week? I don't even know. Yes, it was last week. We were there for a week with our parents, and we did our last episode there in the hotel room bed, if you guys want to know. And it was getting really hot and steamy. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
I'm just kidding. No, it was not.
It was far from that.
We were ruffling covers. We're like, can they hear all the noise? Know, but you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. So there we were in our pajamas recording on the bed. But we wanted to talk. We got so many questions about people going there soon and wanting recommendations. And we're not going to be doing a blog post on this actual trip just because we weren't there for work. So we're not going to be doing a whole blog post. But we wanted to talk about in the podcast for those of you guys who wanted to know some of our favorite spots and what we love to do there. So we've been going there since we were in high school for like 10 or 11 years every summer with our parents. It's just like our vacation spot. It's a tradition for us. And we always stay at the same resort, but there's other resorts there, and it is one of the most beautiful beaches I've ever been to. I mean, not that I've been to that many, but I've heard that it doesn't compare to anything else. We stay on the 7 Mile Beach, and it is just amazing. Like, the water, the sand, everything's amazing. But with that being said, I mean, it is a little pricey. There's no all-inclusives there, so you can always rent a house or, like, a condo for the week, but the food is expensive to eat out. Like, you could always cook, I guess, but still, it's just everything's shipped there, and it's just expensive. That's the way it is. Like, you're probably going to spend an average probably $30 to $40 per plate at each meal. So just keep that in mind. I mean, it's really good, but it's not like Mexico. But, like, the place is amazing. You need to go there at least once.
The water is literally, it looks like it's a screensaver.
It's see-through.
It looks like those screensavers that would be, like, on your computer. That's literally what it looks like.
Yeah, like, the pictures that we posted were literally, like, I mean, I brightened them a little bit, but that the water looks like that blue. It's crazy.
That's why people go there for snorkeling and scuba diving, because the water is so clear.
So, let's talk about our favorite things. So, the restaurants, I'll kind of list, I might forget some, but the ones that we went to in this trip, first of all, we stayed at the Ritz-Carlton, and they have some really good restaurants if you're staying there or if you're on the island. They have a restaurant called Seven, which is really good for breakfast, where we eat for breakfast, and they have, at night, it's a steakhouse and seafood, so if you guys like steak, it's a really good spot, and they just have really good food. And there's several other restaurants, like they have a sushi place, and then they have, I think, one or two of the restaurants. Oh, they have Blue, which we haven't eaten at in a while. It's, like, very high-end, like, fancier food. And then they have one other, Andiamo, I think it's, like, an Italian place. We didn't eat there. But some other restaurants that we ate at, there's a place called Luca, which is Italian. It's really good. And
there's a lot of Italian restaurants because a lot of Italians move there to have, like, a better life and career. So a lot of them open up restaurants, and so it's, like, all authentic.
Yeah. Italian food. So Luca is really good. It's walking distance from the Ritz. And then we went to this other place called Saltwater Grill, which is a new restaurant. It used to be another restaurant that we used to go to a lot, and we really liked it. It's nothing like, I mean, the inside's really cute, whatever, but it's nothing like, I'm not on the beach rent or anything. But the food, like, I got salmon and, like, this really good salad, and I don't know. That's, like, how I like to eat, so we all loved it. We went there twice.
People recommend us, like, oh, go to this tapas restaurant or go to this, and I'm like,
brewery, and I'm like, I just don't eat that way. So.
Well, they suggested some Mexican one. I'm like, no, we have Mexican food in Texas. But there's, like, I eat so plain that I'm like, I literally just want something plain. I'll enjoy it more than a tapas, like, that looks all pretty.
Yeah. So we like Saltwater Grill. We went to Agua, which is at the Camana Bay, which is, it's their mall, and they have some really cute little restaurants and, like, gelato places.
What's the other restaurant we went to?
We went to Abacus.
Yeah.
So those two are at the mall, Camana Bay. They also have, like, a movie theater and, like, gelato and co, which is really, it's really
authentic
good gelato. But those two restaurants are good. We also went to Casanova.
Yeah.
Casanova, which is closer, it's
Going towards Georgetown.
Yeah, going towards Georgetown, which is, like, their little downtown area. And it's really good Italian food if you like Italian food. I got like, a seafood mix, but it was...
And I got salmon.
Our parents got pasta, and they loved it.
It's all homemade pasta. Yeah.
And they have really good pizza, too. And then where else did we go? There's some other places like Calypso Grill we didn't go to this year.
Catch.
There's Papagayo, which is so
Papagallo. They have like birds. Or I don't know. They have like parrots.
It's also there. Like Italian American. It's really good.
There's also a place called Blue Cilantro we haven't eaten at.
The Wharf. Else?
The Wharf.
Lobster Pot. We're like ambassadors.
What's Old House or something? Someone told me
Grand
that was
Old
Grand
House.
Old House. Someone told me that was really good.
I mean,
good.
If you just go on TripAdvisor, there's like so many restaurants. You can see all the menus and everything.
And then Marriott.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Then the Marriott is another hotel there. And we went there twice. One of the nights on Wednesdays, they have lobster night. And you need to go there. It is so freaking good. I could eat there like every night. I love lobster.
Oh, my God. I was like telling my boyfriend he loves lobster. He's like, okay, stop. Because he wasn't on the trip with us. He's like, I can't. So literally, they bring you. It's every Wednesday. I think, I want to say it's like year round. But, or at least when we've been before. You start off, you get a salad with lobster on top and mango. It's like so good. And then you get. And by the way, you can order the real menu that night too. If you don't, if there's people with you that don't like lobster, then the second course you get lobster bisque, which I can't have the dairy in there, so I just got two salads, and the waitress probably thought we were nuts. And then the entree, you get two lobster tails with vegetables, and I think it comes with mashed potatoes, but I got it without the mashed potatoes. And then
the key lime pie
for dessert. They gave you key lime pie.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God. I couldn't stop eating it. I was like, I'm not supposed to be eating gluten, but I just kept eating it because it was so good. I couldn't stop. You were way more controlled than I was. I literally ate almost the whole piece. But it was like, whatever. It was so worth it. And then if you can't have dairy, they give you mango sorbet, which is so good.
Also really good. Then on Friday, so we went last year. On Fridays, they have this Caribbean night. And last year was like this really cool buffet that was like all this different type of food. We went this year and it was like steak night, which it was good, but I was disappointed because I wanted the buffet because I'm a fat ass. But
we were, our whole family was looking forward to it.
What?
We were so disappointed.
I mean, the steak was good, but I'm like, I can get that anywhere. I mean, it was still decent, but anyway, those are our favorite spots. As far as stuff to do, we honestly just go to the beach every day, but. It's a really good place to snorkel and to dive, so if you're into that kind of stuff, you should definitely check it out. A couple years ago, actually no, when we were like in college, I think we did the dolphins, or you swim with the dolphins, which is super fun. It's a little bit of an invest, like it's pricey, but it's so worth it. It's so fun.
There was someone at our hotel that was so into it.
And then there's Stingray City, which we still have not done, I swear. I'm going to do it next year. Our parents are not, they don't really want to do it, so Sam and I will go next year. And then, I mean, they have like little, like they have boats you can go on for the day. They have, like, a bunch of different, like, little excursions you can do. But it's a small island, so, like...
The beach is 7 miles, and apparently it's actually only really 5 or something in reality. At least that's one of the little cards said. Oh, and about hotels, because she said where we stayed. A lot of people were messaging when we were there. We didn't post all of the hotel because we weren't... I mean, I don't want people to think, like, that's the only place to stay, for one. And we weren't covering that on this trip. We were trying to have a little bit of relaxation. But anyway, there's the Ritz-Carlton, which has been open for a while. But I would say it's like probably the most luxurious one on the island. But they also have a Westin, and they have a Marriott. They built a Kimpton Seafire, which is probably the second newest hotel. It is the newest hotel. And it's just a different look than the Ritz.
It's more modern.
More modern.
It's smaller.
It's smaller, but I haven't stayed. I've heard it's nice. It's just a different feel. I haven't stayed at the Western or the Marriott, but I think they've renovated some of them. So I think they're pretty good. And there's some other hotel. Oh, there's also like a lot of
condos
you can rent for the, like, even if, I'm not saying for the month, you can rent them, I think, for like the week or something. So if you're looking for that route.
All in all, it is a must.
But I don't really want to tell people because I don't want everyone going
there.
No,
I mean, everybody knows about it. It's direct from Dallas. It's direct from Houston. I think it's direct from Atlanta. It's direct from a lot of places, so it's like a win-win. I think it's an easy flight. We love going there. It is so amazing. I never want to leave, but it is amazing. We highly recommend it, and we hope those tips help kind of like with the stuff that we were getting messages about. So, moving on to our favorites for the week, I'm going to share one that... Well, I'm going to share, Reed's going to share a favorite, but I'm going to share one that I've gotten so many questions about, and I've gotten so DMs about this. So it's my necklace. It's the one that says Alexis on it, and I wear it every day. And I've gotten, like, literally every time I take a story, I get at least 5 DMs. Like, where's your necklace from? By the way, I link it on every picture that I post and like to know it. So if you guys want the link very quickly, you can always go in there and you'll see it. But I have the choker. I also have the longer version, but I wear the choker more. The choker, I have it in the gold, and it's not like, it's not gold, it's just like gold plated, but I never take it off and it never changes colors. So that's pretty amazing. I think it's only like $110, so it's pretty decent price for like not being gold. And yeah, you can personalize it with any, like your name or whatever. And I've gotten so many questions about it. So I'll share it in the link. I'll share the link in the blog post for this episode. But it's from, I'm drawing a blank.
Brooke in New York,
which I have a lot of other necklaces and stuff from there. But I love their stuff, and that's where the necklace is from.
Okay, and on that note, I'm going to share something that I equally get the same amount of questions on. And it's really funny because, well, okay, before I, like, build it up, I'll just say what it is. my phone case, and I get a lot, when I post a lot of mirrors, it's when you guys notice it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm using my glass straw, and it's just, like, going all so over the annoying. Mug.
She's
I'm
drinking
sorry.
Her peppermint tea, and it's, like,
making... If you want to know what I'm sipping, it's peppermint like, tea with some stevia.
And she's squeaking everywhere.
Sorry.
Anyway, anytime I'm posting in the mirror, I think it's when you guys notice it, and you guys all ask me for the loop. They're like, where do you get the loop? I'm like, well... I used to think that it's part of the case, so it's not, you can't just buy the loop. And it's very ingenious because it loops into the case. So you just put the case on, and it's like the same idea as a pop socket, but better. I like it way better. It's not bulky like where the pop socket is, and I loved my pop socket, but this is way better in my opinion. They come in tons of styles. I have an iPhone 10, but I know they have them for a lot of different phones. Some people messaged me saying they had a Samsung and they don't think they had it. I don't know exactly what model they had, but I would go on their website and just see they have them for a lot of different phones, not just Apple.
Yeah.
But I love it. I drop my phone all the time and it definitely protects it, which is surprising because it doesn't crack. And I literally, I'm not kidding. I drop it about 10 times a day. And it's really great for holding on. I love that you can like use a loop as like hold it, like I don't want to describe it in via phone, like via voice, but you can like hold on to it like you would a loop. I'm saying so you can just instead of holding onto your phone with your hand, you just pick it up with a loop, and it's so easy. You're holding a bunch of things in your hands. It makes it so much easier. Even on the beach, like you're not worried you're gonna drop it because you're holding it by the loop, and I've never had it fall off or anything like that. So
yeah.
You've probably seen us talk about them in our stories, but I really like them.
Yeah, and then we also have a code for them. You can either use Alexis, ALEXIS10, or...
Sam10.
Sam10. You'll get $10 off. Or is it 10% or 10?
You get a discount.
It's 10% okay. Or $10 off. I don't know which one. I know there's a huge difference, but...
I think it's 10%.
Okay, well, it's a good deal either way. So that is all we have for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And we will be back next week on a more consistent schedule, we promise. But we hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys soon.